comments and views expressed on The Kevin Smith Show are those of the people that make them and do not necessarily reflect the views of Kevin Smith, The Kevin Smith Show, or its affiliates or sponsors.
Folks, and welcome to the Kevin Smith Show, whoever you are, wherever you are, all around this beautiful place we call Earth. Thank you for being here at the Kevin Smith Show, a place where you actually matter. It's talk radio like nowhere else on Earth. That's a guarantee. Well, this has been an eventful day today. I'll be telling you about that. It's been an eventful weekend as well, leading up to what took place today. And boy, I'll tell you, it's I've been doing this for 9 years, and I think that you know, sometimes I start thinking, well, I've thought of just about, I've experienced everything that they can throw at me, and I thought of just about every way around whatever they can throw at me. And then once in a great while, an imaginative turn takes place, and that's what we had today. And so, as I say, I'll give you the full details on that. You need to be subscribed to the K-Files e-zine, because if you are subscribed to the K-Files e-zine, whenever something happens like what happened today, we can notify you of the workaround. But, you know, if you're not subscribed, then you're in the dark. Now, I'm still getting, you know, 3 weeks ago, when I was streamlining some operations inside the members' database, I apparently did something that it caused several of the members, not a bunch, but several, to not be able to log in. And so as soon as I found out about it that afternoon, I did a workaround. I announced it on four shows to please, you know, send me an email and let me send you the workaround, what we have to do. And I put it in the K-Files e-zine a couple of times, and I'm still getting emails from people who have no clue that, I mean, it's been 3 weeks. And you would think they would hear, and I'm not scolding, I'm just talking about how communications goes. You would think they would have heard it in four shows. You would think they would have read it in at least two editions of the K-Files e-zine where I put it, but some haven't. Now, you need to be subscribed to the K-Files e-zine if you want to know what's up, what's going on. And things move at a fast clip around here. You know, this is not a hobby show, okay? It's not a hobby show. You know what I'm talking about, where somebody just sort of has a hobby, and their hobby is they do a talk show, and, you know, it's sort of, you know, a hobby. This is not a hobby show. Things move rapidly here, and we're, you know, it goes with being a big fish swimming in a big pond, and that is a fact. It's not fiction. So to be up on what's going on, and, you know, I just encourage you that, you know, you really need to be subscribed to the K-Files e-zine. It's free, and there's really no reason not to be subscribed to it. You just go to my website, and you'll see it in big letters right in the middle of the screen, K-Files e-zine. I'd click that. All right, we'll be back right after this. And welcome back to the show. Now, I was telling you that we had an interesting day today. Let me back up and go into last week. And I think what happened today was sort of a conglomeration of things that prompted what happened today. But I'll let you decide. Last week, I reported on several things that are very, very, very sensitive, very ticklish. And for instance, I broke the story about Dr. Lakhazar Filipov in Bulgaria here on this show. The afternoon the first report came out in the Bulgarian media, that afternoon, that evening, I brought you the story. Now, he is the deputy director of the Space Research Institute at the Bulgarian Academy of Science. And the report that was in the media, and I printed it out, I have a copy of it, was actually a very bold disclosure statement by him. He said that extraterrestrials are among us. They're here. They're among us. We don't normally recognize them, but they are among us. And he said that that report said that, look, let me just read it to you. It was even claimed that some alien species were present during a media statement in which they had answered more than 30 questions put forward by Bulgarian Academy of Science personnel. Now, that's big. I mean, any way you slice it, that is huge. We then started following up on that story, and as you know, if you were with us and you paid attention to the show that we did about this, this show has been in telephone contact with Dr. Filipov. This show has been in email contact with him, and we obtained from him his private cell phone number, which he requested that we use for further contacts. Dr. Filipov, after that, has not been answering his telephone, either his cell phone or office phone, and he has not been answering email. All connection has been cut. Now, I reported on that. You remember I did the show with Jerry Wills about that. So, that's one thing. Another thing is that I made mention of the fact, two things about this, that the CRC, the Climate Research Center, they are the people who are responsible for generating all the data that gets used to back up claims about global warming. And I mentioned that their site had been hacked, and that their emails had been posted on the internet. Now, that's an illegal act for someone to do that. It is not illegal for you or me or anyone else to view whatever gets posted on the internet. And those emails are quite revealing, because those emails talk about playing around with and actually using bogus data to make the chart show global warming. They openly confess that the actual data isn't showing global warming. And I mentioned that. I also reported to you that Al Gore was doing a book signing in Chicago, and that some angry protesters showed up protesting his stand on global warming. Al Gore fled, I think it was out a side door, maybe a back door, and ran down the alley to where his security people had pulled a car up and they were waiting for him. He jumps in the waiting car and tries to speed away while the protesters are beating on the car. Now, I don't think that any sort of violent attack is the way to go. I am not for that. I don't promote that. I don't think that's the right thing to do. I do think it's the right thing to do to protest if you think that you need to protest. But violent protest, I disagree with. However, put all those things in the bag and add to it. Sunday afternoon, I was the guest on Dr. Brooks Agnew's show, on his radio show. And for 3 hours, Dr. Agnew and I discussed this story about Dr. Filipov in detail. And so, you know, the whole world has had the opportunity now of, four shows, to hear the details about Dr. Filipov. But all of those events, all of those stories, those two topics, and the various comments that I made and shows that I did, add them all together and see if you smell cabbage in the kitchen. About mid-morning, my website today started showing this account has been suspended. So when you tried to come to my website, that's what you saw. Well, naturally, I wanted to know why. So I called Bluehost. That's who is the hosting company. And as usual, I got a very nice, very competent support person. And I said, look, it's showing that my account has been suspended. I'd like to know why. And so this person said, yeah, that's fine. There is an email that we will generate and send to you right now. And it explains it. All right, so what it said in the email, well, it mentions one small, very obscure file that they say contained malware. Well, as you know, this website is a very clean install, and so while I had them on the line, I opened that file and looked at the code. It was absolutely clean. It was devoid of malware. Nevertheless, while I had them on the telephone, I said, look, here's the deal. I'll just delete that file. It will not even be there. And then you can reinstate my site, reactivate it. And the guy says, well, yeah, okay. So I deleted it. He verified that it was deleted. And he said, okay, I'm reactivating your site. Well, then, I said, well, how long will it take for it to start showing? He said, it should start within a few seconds to maybe a minute. I said, okay. Well, then a minute goes by and it's still showing it's suspended. A few minutes go by and it's showing disabled. A few minutes go by and it's showing canceled. Actually, we're at about 35 minutes now. So I used my FTP program to go in. I wanted to check and just see if there was anything else on the site that could possibly be a hang-up. And when I FTP'd my site, it showed that all my files were gone. Absolutely gone. The whole freaking website was gone. Well, I called Bluehost. Well, the first thing I did is I started sending to our K-Files eZine subscribers a link to another place where they could get the show tonight. At about 400, we had about 400 of them sent out, and I thought of something, and I decided, let me try it. So I stopped sending the K-Files eZine, and I called Bluehost. And I explained to the person that answered this time what all had happened. And I said, it comes down to this. I want to know why my site was canceled and why my files were deleted. And if I don't get satisfactory answers, we'll be talking about lawsuit and a complaint filed with the FBI. I want to know, because I can absolutely prove the story that you're giving me as the reason is fiction. I can absolutely prove that. So I want answers. He said, all right, let me put you on hold. He goes away. 1 minute and 37 seconds later, he comes back and he says, your site is back up. I said, well, how could you do that? How could you possibly, you had all the files deleted, how could you possibly have reinstated and reactivated my site in a minute and 37 seconds? It's got files on there. I've got a ton of videos on there that are 2 hours long. How could you possibly restore it in a minute and 37 seconds? Well, you know, we just had to reactivate it. Well, is there a connection? Not a doubt in my mind. Can I prove that there's a connection between us reporting, between me reporting on things that are apparently a little bit ticklish to someone here in the United States? You got to wonder, don't you? You just got to wonder why the story of Dr. Lakhazar Filipov would be that ticklish. Ticklish enough that major media is not touching it. Ticklish enough that maybe, perhaps, that was in the background of why the site got taken down. See, there's no other reason why the site would be taken down. None. Absolutely no other reason. The reason that I was given was fictitious. From my point of view, I looked at the file. I looked at the code, the script in the file. There was nothing there that was malware. And it was that one file, they said, and yet when I corrected it by just getting rid of the file, it still took them 35 minutes and another phone call and a threat of lawsuits and FBI. But then within a minute, 37 seconds, they had the site back up. What do you think? Well, sometimes things smell so much like fish, you're absolutely guaranteed that it is fish. And I got to tell you, this one smells a lot like fish to me. We were not hacked, okay? We were not hacked. This was something that was done arbitrarily. And by the way, you need to know, this exact same thing is what happened to Alien Seeker News. Alien Seeker News went through exactly the same ordeal, and they're gone today. Does this sort of set up a pattern? Now, there are people who say, well, you're just paranoid. Well, my friend, if you think I'm paranoid, you come walk in my shoes for 1 week. 1 week. And at the end of that week, if you're still of that opinion, then I will say that, okay, well, maybe I am paranoid. But look, you spend 1 week in my shoes and see for yourself, it isn't paranoia. The deal with the telephones, there are people that think it's our telephone equipment. It's not our telephone equipment. I can call you and talk to you if I'm not on the air. I can call you and talk to you, and everything's fine. No problem. As soon as we go on the air, that's when there's a problem. That's not our equipment, because I can call you and talk to you using the broadcast equipment and simply have it clicked so that we're not on the air. But the whole conversation's running through the broadcast equipment. Fine, no problem at all. Once I go on the air, whichever telephone line I put the guest on is the one that gets hit. Paranoid? Well, I don't think so. But the shadow knows. All right, we're going to do open line live tonight, and what we're going to do, I'm going to deal with a couple of emails that I've gotten, and then I'll open the telephone lines for you. And well, the telephone's already ringing, and I've just said I'm not going to do that right now. Okay, here is one that I got in response to comments that I made about the global warming hoax. And I want you to hear this. I get email from this individual frequently. I've never gotten one that was not vitriolic, as far as I know. But this one says, despite your distorted blanket statement on climate change emails, it was most disingenuously incomplete and foolish at best. Thus, some just perspective is in order here. The flip side of the First Amendment has always been that self-serving demagogues, self-righteous disinformationalists, and by the way, Steve, you misspelled that. You need to put an S at the end of that. And irresponsible shock jock hate mongers, and that's a plural, that's not apostrophe S, have been free to grab attention, power, and ill-gotten monies for themselves and others by appealing to what is weakest and worst in some of the rest of us, our culpable ignorance, our economic insecurity, our sniveling fear of everything that is different, new, and or must be reformed in order to further establish a more perfect and just union for all. And then he goes on to list some articles for me to read, which, too late, I've already read those. Those are old news. Look, Steve, I don't mind if you disagree with me, but if you're going to write to me stuff like this, you know, at least get your facts straight. You have to get out of the sandbox and get over into the Mensa sandbox to take me on. We'll be back right after this. Okay, now let me point out for you, Steve. Aside from the many spelling errors, let me point out the inaccuracies in everything that you said here. First of all, you accused me of making a blanket statement on climate change. I didn't do that. I talked specifically about global warming. Now, when I did mention climate change, I spent about 5 minutes explaining that climate change has been with us forever and will continue to be with us. If it ever goes static, the Earth is dead. And I haven't denied that there is climate change. What I have done is pointed out the voluminous science that shows that the IPCC report generated on the basis of the Climate Research Center's data, which their emails allude to being cooked, is false information. Very specifically pointed that out. So I didn't make a blanket statement. I targeted the CRC. I targeted global warming. Wasn't a blanket statement at all. You also say here, oh, and you say it was most disingenuously incomplete. No, it wasn't incomplete at all. I read from their emails where they talked about using tricks and cooking the data. That's pretty complete. But you also say the flip side of the First Amendment has always been that self-serving demagogues, self-righteous disinformationalists, and it should be disinformationalists, and irresponsible shock jock hate mongers. That's what you think I am? If you think that, you are gray matter challenged, as is evidenced by your email. But anyway, you say that we are free, people like that are free to grab attention, power, and ill-gotten monies for themselves. Okay, first of all, everything in that sentence is absolutely nonsense. There is a flip side to the First Amendment. The First Amendment is, number one, freedom of speech. There is a flip side. But you have to first understand what the Freedom of Speech Amendment's all about. Freedom of speech means freedom of speech. And that is an absolute guarantee, Steve. Now, stick with me. Come on, grow up a little bit and stay with me. It's an absolute guarantee that sooner or later, someone is going to say something that's going to offend you. The Constitution does not guarantee that you will not be offended. The Constitution guarantees you will, because it guarantees freedom of speech. Now, the flip side, there is a flip side, and you missed it. The flip side is political correctness and laws that enforce political correctness. That is a violation of freedom of speech. And it means that no one can ever say anything that might upset you or offend you. I don't care if you're offended. I don't care if the whole damn world is offended, if what I'm saying is true. Now, the flip side of the First Amendment is tyranny. Is that what you want? As for being an irresponsible shock jock and hate monger, bring it on, man. I mean, if you've got evidence that I am a shock jock, and if you've got evidence that I am a hate monger, I will put you on the air. Okay, that means you're going to have to crawl out of that dark little cubbyhole from which you generate these emails. And you're going to have to go on the air, and you're going to have to present your case. And then we'll let the audience call in and talk to you and examine you and examine your evidence. And it's fine with me. I call it freedom of speech. But here you say that it's a grab of attention, power. What power do you think I've got? None. Ill-gotten monies? What money do you think I've got? I live on $2 a day, Steve. That's not a joke. I have $2 a day for food. Ill-gotten monies? Well, when I speak, Steve, I speak straight, to the point, and I don't mean B when I say A. I mean A. There is climate change. No one can deny that. If there was no climate change, there'd be no need for a meteorologist. There's climate change. But this whole myth of global warming is bogus. It's a scam. And way more scientists have signed on to the statement saying that it's a scam, way more than have signed on to the scam itself. Look, climate change means that weather patterns are changing. Now, that's happening. And as I've said on this show, it is happening because the oceans are warming. The oceans are not warming because the air is getting warmer. The oceans are warming because of volcanic activity. If you think that the oceans are warming because the air is getting warmer, run a bathtub full of ice-cold water to sort of approximate the temperatures of the ocean, which you can't do, but that'll get close. Ice cold. Load it with ice. And then take a hair dryer, a blow dryer and blow hot air across that bathtub until the water gets hot. How long do you think you'll have to do that? The oceans are not warming because of warmer air. The air is warmer because the oceans are warming. And they're warming because of volcanic activity that is just going through the roof. It's going off the scale under the ocean. There is not global warming. There is climate change. And, you know, and you might say, well, it's all just semantics. No, it's not. I mean, that's like saying, well, my car won't run. And then the mechanic says, well, what have you done to try to get it going again? And you say, well, you know, I replaced the computer in it, and I drained all the fuel out, and I replaced the fuel. It still won't run. And I changed the oil, and it still won't run. And the mechanic says, and you're saying it's a lemon. And the mechanic says, well, no. The problem is your battery's dead. You know, if you want to fix something, go for it. But you got to get it right. And this global warming thing, that is, it's fiction. So that's the wrong solution. I don't think you can actually change the climate change that's happening, because that would imply that we are doing something that's causing it, and we're not. I didn't cause volcanoes. So, you know, I'm not sure you can do anything about it. But the point is, get it right. Now, one of the things you say here is self-righteous. I'm not self-righteous, nor am I arrogant. But if what I say is true and it's right, then it just is. And it is whether you like it or don't like it. It is whether you believe it or don't believe it. It's still true. It's not true because I say it. I said it because it's true. Now I want to get to another email. This one also from Steve, but it's a different Steve. You know, we have a proliferation of Kevins around the Kevin Smith Show. And we have a proliferation of Steves as well. This is a different Steve. He says, hi, Kevin. I have a question for your Open Line Live that you mentioned on Friday. I was wondering what your thoughts are on many of the History Channel shows featuring UFOs and other paranormal subjects, shows such as UFO Hunters, Monster Quest, Mystery Quest, Ancient Aliens, etc. Do you think these shows are on the level? And if so, why do you think they are allowed to air these shows when it seems your show and others are often harassed? Well, first, it would depend on which show as to whether I think it's on the level. I don't think any of them that I've seen are purposely giving us false information. I don't think so. Are they on the level? Well, then if that's the definition, then yes, I think they're on the level. Why are they allowed to get away with showing some of this stuff and other shows get harassed? Well, we don't know what harassment they may have encountered in terms of what they've been able, what they've been allowed to broadcast. You can rest assured UFO Hunters knows more than they can tell on the air. You can rest assured that Ancient Aliens knows more than what they can tell on the air. And they have to be careful how they word things. But you don't know during production what kind of harassment they may have received, what kind of pressures they may have to bend to. You don't know that. And that's because they're not live. If it was live, if it was happening live, then we would see it happen to them just as it happens to this show. It's live. Or other shows. But do I think they're on the level? Yeah, I think so. I think they're always going to stop short of giving you the conclusion of the matter. First of all, if they give you the conclusion of the matter, next week's show is canceled. There's nothing to show. Secondly, they're probably under some restraint, some pressures to not bring things to that point. All right, we're going to go open line, and the telephone numbers are 623-444-5889 and toll-free at 888-223-4599. As always, if you happen to live outside of the USA or you live outside of Canada, you don't want to make that international long-distance call, you can go to my website, KevinSmithShow.com, and you can click on the link that says Flash Message. Send me your comments or question in a flash message, and we'll deal with them here on the air. You must be outside the USA, and you must be outside of Canada in order to use that. If you're in the USA or Canada, use the phone. I even pay for the call if you need to use the toll-free line. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name, and from where are you calling?
Yeah, it's Kevin from North Bay, Ontario.
Hi, Kevin.
Hello there. Yeah, you're not the only one who got nailed by people who don't like the truth being spread around.
Oh?
You want to know why I haven't been on the Kevin Smith Show in over a week? That's the reason why.
What happened?
Well, I started spreading a little bit of truth around, and next thing you know, my computer gets destroyed. You know, I come across a website.
Kevin? We got a break. Hang on, I'll let you tell the rest of that story when we come back from the break. We'll be back, folks, right after this, so don't go away. And welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. Shock Jock in Chief presiding tonight. All right, Kevin, I had to cut you off because of the break. So you went to a website. Don't tell us which one. Just give us the gist of what happened to you.
Well, I went to this particular website, the way it was spelled, and it took me to a government website.
Okay, now there was nothing in the name of this website that indicated that you would be going to a government site. Is that right?
Well, it was the name of a secret society spelled backwards.
Okay.
.com. And
so it was not .gov.
No, it was .com, and that site directly redirected me to the government website that was a .gov website.
Okay.
If you don't want me to say the website, I won't, but...
No, for your protection, I think you ought to just leave that out. But what happened?
Well, my computer got... I found the website. That was just enough. But then I started sending that website to everybody. I sent it to you. I sent it to... I sent it to another radio show host. And I started sending it to all my professors and classmates. My English professor is now she quite believes now that there is a new world order out there. She believes all the conspiracy theories now. But soon after that, my computer started dying on me.
Mm-hmm.
That weekend after I sent everything out, everything started going down on my computer. My computer got a virus and some malware out of nowhere, and now the darn thing is finished.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I had to get a new one.
Well, people that think it doesn't happen just have no experience with it. But it does happen. It does. All right, Kevin, thank you for calling in. And were you a little bit intimidated about calling in to speak with a self-righteous shock jock?
No.
Okay. All right. Thanks for the call. 623-444-5889. That is the main telephone number. And the toll-free number is 888-223-4599. All right. It is open line. We'll talk about whatever is on your mind. If you disagree with me, fine, disagree. And folks have, if you've been listening to this show for any length of time, you've heard folks call in and say, I have to disagree with you on this. And we'll talk about it, but as far as me running over somebody that disagrees, I don't do that. However, if you're going to quote me or if you're going to characterize what I say, get it right. All right? So if you want to say Smith thinks global warming is a scam and I think he's a nut for that, that's all right. You're entitled to your opinion. Not a problem. But if you say that I think climate change is a scam, oh, no. That is absolutely not even the right target to be shooting at. I spent 5 minutes at least in that show talking about climate change and that it is happening. And, I talked about the fact that we're pumping a lot of stuff into our air that we don't need to do. And we're dumping stuff into our rivers we don't need to do. It's killing us. And we ought to stop it. But don't make up bogus scare tactics and bogus reports to try and get us to stop it. You know, tell us the truth. Don't tell us that we need to dump all the fuel out of our car and put new fuel in when what we really need is a new battery. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name, where are you calling from?
Yeah, it's Kevin again. I was just going to let you know, you might want to check your members area video feed. You've got no audio coming out.
Oh, well, that's quite interesting. I have no idea why, but
it's a conspiracy.
Yeah, well, they're trying to stop that. But, what we'll do is we'll just kill the video feed, and we'll kill the whole process there, and then we'll go back and reinstitute it, okay? And maybe that'll work. Have you got your computer on?
Oh, yeah, it's working. It's working good, and everything else is working.
Mm-hmm.
Every other audio is working except for yours, and I've rebooted yours about 3 times already.
Yep, okay, well, there you go. Look, we're being messed with, and I mean, somebody has decided to try and take us down. But, you know, that's been done several times over the past 9 years, and it's never worked. So we'll just go back in and set that up again and see what happens. But I appreciate you letting me know about that.
No problem. Hey, give them credit for being persistent.
Well, they are persistent. They're not too smart. You would think they would understand that by doing this, They give me free publicity. It's frustrating for me, it's frustrating for listeners, but they give me free publicity. And just makes the show even more mysterious and attractive. So you should have audio coming up now.
Okay, let me reboot this to test it here.
Okay, well, I'm going to move on, and I'm going to thank you for letting me know it should be working now.
Oh, it's not working on my end.
Well, I don't know what to tell you, man. I don't know what to tell you. But the audio feed on the radio show is working. I would recommend going to the radio show.
All right, man. Have a good night.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I don't know what is the deal there. It appears to me that it's working. Caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hi, this is Jerry, monitoring the broadcast. Audio's been fine, 100%, since I started listening. Just thought you'd like to know. It might be on Kevin's end.
Okay. Well, what do you think about this series of events that have happened?
Well, I think it's highly suspicious. I find it remarkable that from the moment that I spoke to Professor Filipov, until the next day, that things changed so dramatically, and then it's just been kind of a roller coaster ride for you, you know, with with this business on the website. And for those listening, I can assure you, I've been trying to help Kevin as much as I can on my end, and I've not been able to help much, but I can assure you that he's been having some real problems that are not of his doing.
That is the truth. And now there is a workaround solution that we talked about today, and I won't give the details to that, but it would be a little bit difficult for someone to do this to me again. It could be done, but it would be a little difficult. And so, you know, as I say, every time I figure out how to block what's being done, they figure out something new to do. But
you know something, Kevin, not to cut you off there, but you know, you were mentioning that fellow had said something about you being a shock jock and the whole business about climate change and all that jazz. Of course, climate's changing. If it didn't, it'd be a pretty boring world.
Yeah.
But, you know, the other part of this equation with reporting a story like that, I don't remember where I saw that at. I think it was on CNN today. It was on CNN this morning over a cup of coffee I was watching, and on the bottom were little ticker tapes that they announced that laboratory over in Europe, and I forgot the exact name and location of it, but they said, well, we threw away all the data for all that climate change stuff. We just threw it away.
Mm-hmm.
And I find that to be extraordinary, because if you're a scientist, you don't throw away data, even bad data, because you need some sort of a reference point backwards.
Yeah. And, you know, that is curious. But then again, they've been threatened with congressional investigation. And so, you know, maybe that's why the data's missing. I don't know.
Well, maybe it's missing for the same reasons that your website was missing there for a while.
That could be. You want to hang on through the break?
Sure.
All right, hang on. All right, folks, we'll be back right after this. More from the Shock Jock. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. And, Jerry, you still on the line with me?
I'm still here.
It's amazing that when you're not a guest, there's no interruption on this phone line.
Well, that's because I haven't said anything controversial yet.
I guess. Yeah, now the, you know, you made the telephone call to Filipov. And
several, actually, since then, and not been able to reach him, but go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah, but the one that, where you had a conversation with him, within 24 hours, there was a 180-degree flip on our dealings with Filipov.
Yeah, imagine, and I know I mentioned this the other night on the show, but imagine my surprise having gotten him on the phone. But this man was absolutely so excited, he was almost yelling into the phone. He was yelling into the phone. It distorted a few times. He was so excited to have an opportunity to bring this information to the world. We are in contact with extraterrestrials, and we've asked them questions, and we've received answers. That is rather, you know, exciting news. And, you know, he was excited that, you know, I mentioned you, and I mentioned the reason I was calling, having him on the show and so forth. He was excited, whatever it takes. And for him to be so different, you know, within 24 hours of that conversation was just mind-boggling for me.
Yeah. Well, and you know, we've had almost instantaneously, when we started reporting this story, we started having strange things happening. I noticed we had a lot more problems with the telephone last week. And it doesn't matter. See, if I put the guest on this line that you're on right now, we have the same problems with the phone. I can put them on another line, same problems. And it's running through the exact, you know how the equipment is. You know what the digital hybrid is. It's all running through the same digital hybrid. Okay? But it doesn't matter which line I put the guest on, we're going to have problems with the telephone. Regardless. And so here you are. You've been a guest, but since I don't have a guest tonight, I guess the disruptors are not active. And so, you know, you're... And there's no problem with the phone.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've seen your equipment. I'm an electronics engineer, folks, and I can tell you, Kevin has good equipment. It isn't almost okay or sort of good. It's good equipment. So I know it's not his equipment. And I've been trying to help Kevin with this off and on ever since, was it over a year, 2 years, something like that?
Well, with the telephone thing, it's been a year.
Yeah, I was saying it's about a year.
Mm-hmm.
And it isn't your equipment.
No.
It just isn't.
No, it isn't. Anyway, it's but these are interesting times in which we live, and I'll tell you what I think. Now, I was excited about the Filipov story.
Mm-hmm.
But it's one of those where you even though you take into account who this man is and what his credentials are and what his position is, you take all that into account, and that should tell you this guy is shooting straight. Still, there's that little bit of reservation in the back of your mind saying, yeah, I wonder, because the story is so fantastic. Okay, now, having been through everything we've just been through, including our attempted further contacts with Dr. Filipov, and including what I've been through now with the website, and including what I went through with the telephones last week, put it all together, and here's... Oh, and there's one other thing. There's one statement that's in the original news story that's absolutely not in any of the other news stories. It is this, and I quote, "It was even claimed that some alien species were present during a media statement in which they had answered more than 30 questions put forward by Bulgarian Academy of Science personnel." That is in the original news story. That statement is not in any subsequent news stories. That statement, within 24 hours, was taken out of what was being put out on the wire. So you add all that together, and here's what I think. I think the original story is spot on. I think it's exactly what he said. And the problem is that it happens to be, I think, exactly the truth. That's why all of this nonsense has happened.
I believe it was spot on as well. You'd have to have heard it in his voice. And I have had the opportunity to try and call a few times. This man gave me his private phone number, his cell phone, and said that it was a better idea if I call him on his private number, because he could talk to me more about this on that number than there at his office, at his desk. And when I've called, I just, instead of it ringing, it just goes to some sort of classical music passage. I'm not sure who it is, Mozart or something like that. But I've not been able to reach him.
Yeah, very curious. Very, very curious.
I need to call him back.
But, you know, this has done for me exactly what I say when they start disrupting the phone lines. And that is, you disrupt the phone lines, you just took a yellow highlighter pen and put it over everything that guest just said. You've just highlighted what that guest just told us, and that makes us pay attention to what that guest just said. All right, all these events added together leading up to today's show, just put a big highlighter over Dr. Filipov's story as it was originally reported. I think it was spot on. I think it was true. And I think that is the reason why we are not able to get in touch with him, the reason why we've had all these problems that we've had with the phones and the website, because there's nothing. Look, folks, my website is backed up. The complete website is backed up on two separate locations. So when we do a clean install, it's absolutely clean. When I say backed up, I mean the original files are in two separate locations other than in my computer. So it's absolutely clean. Comes right out of my computer. We load it up. When we have to do a reinstall, we load it up. It's absolutely clean. So none of this was a result of hacking. And the file that I was told was corrupt, I opened it and I read it, and it is exactly the same as the original on my computer, and there is no malware in there, none. So all of this stuff, you know, I think is generated from the large intestine of the shadow world. And they've just decided that they are going to crap on the show for a while. Well, you know, I've been at it for 9 years. I've been harassed for 9 years. I'm still here. Some of those people have retired by now, and I'm still broadcasting. And I'm going to continue to do so. And when you hit me, that just makes me scream a little bit more truth than you wanted.
Yep, and you should continue broadcasting. That's the way it should be.
Yeah, I do believe in freedom of speech. These people don't. And, of course, you know, the politically correct crowd, they don't believe in freedom of speech either. I guess one of the problems, Jerry, is that we have entered into a period of time where we're existing in an environment of managed behavior, and I'm not manageable.
Yeah, well, I see that everywhere I look. You know, of course, people listening to your show tend to be free thinkers and are outside the box.
Yep.
As the fellow in Wyoming, I think. I've forgotten where he's at.
Yeah. Brent, you're talking about the promotional that Brent does for us? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just crack up when I see that. Because, you know, the folks that are listening are outside the box, and that is the biggest threat to the people who would want to bring us to our knees, who would want to have us thinking what they want us to think, believing what they want us to believe, and not knowing the things that would actually give us greater power, personal power, and ensure our liberty and freedom.
Oh, you're right. You're absolutely right. Jerry, I want to thank you for the call, man.
Well, and before I go, I just want to say I talked it over with Kathy, and she agrees. When I grow up, I want to be a shock jock just like you.
Okay. All right. Thanks for the call. Shock jock. I could be. Believe me, I could be. I've got words in my vocabulary sailors have not heard yet. I just don't use them on the show. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
This is Brent from Wyoming.
Oh, the star.
Yeah, very funny. Three things, actually.
Okay.
The people who worry about climate change and say the water warms up because of the air,
mm-hmm.
they don't realize that water contains much more energy than air ever will.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a lot of energy to change the temperature of water.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
So the balance wouldn't work.
Mm-hmm.
And that violates thermodynamics, second law, doesn't it?
Well, I don't know which law, but certainly, yeah, it would be, because a law of entropy is things are running down. So to heat it up, you'd be running the law of entropy backward.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, here's another thing. I have a sister in Alaska. She used to like to listen to radio.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not going to say her political opinions, but she is called all talk radio, hate radio.
Mm-hmm.
So, I guess that's where Steve is coming from.
Well, look, this is one of the reasons I don't get into politics, because there's so much of that out there, and a whole lot of talk radio, I would have to agree, a whole lot of it is, in my opinion, not hate radio, but it's just negative.
Antagonistic.
It's antagonistic, and they get into what I would consider character assassination, as opposed to just sticking with issues, and you know, and so I don't listen to talk radio very much. I don't watch talk shows on TV very much, and that's the reason. And so I don't disagree with what her opinion is, except that it isn't all that way. There are some that are like this one, non-political, and you know, we do from time to time talk about some major issue like freedom of speech, but there's no politics in that. You have freedom of speech if every politician on this planet were to die today, your right to freedom of speech exists because you exist.
That's right. Now, the other thing I have a question for you about.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think they'll let you back in the country when you go home to visit your wife and family?
I hope not. You mean let me back in Thailand or back in this country?
In the United States.
No, I hope not.
Why not?
I hope I'm banished to live with my family for the rest of my life.
Well, yeah, that's true. That'd be nice. But
yeah. No, when I say I hope not, that in a way is tongue-in-cheek. Look, I don't hate the United States.
Yeah, I know.
Not by any stretch of the imagination. And I am not a threat to this country. I am me, my mind, and the words that I say and write are perhaps a threat to people who are enemies of the Constitution. But I am not in any way a threat to this country, never have been, never will be.
That's kind of the way I look at it. I'm not a threat to anybody physically.
Yeah.
But I am a threat to those who refuse to think.
Well, I guess for people who want political correctness, they would consider me a threat because I refuse. If something is so, it's so. And it doesn't matter who gets upset about it. If it's true, it's true. And that's it.
That's right.
Brent, thanks for the call.
Yep, bye.
All right. 623-444-5889 is the number to call. Or you can call me on the toll-free number, 888-223-4599. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Kevin. This is Ryan in Puget Sound.
Hi, Ryan.
Yeah, I've been following this quite a bit, and I'm kind of a religious listener to talk radio, and I listen to so many shows, yours probably the most, but also, I know that Coast to Coast has reported on this three nights in a row, actually.
Mm-hmm. They started right after we reported it the first night.
Right, and I do know that they've reported that, so millions of people already know about this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see what the point is of trying to mess around with your show is now.
Well, I'll tell you, no other show got in touch with Dr. Filipov personally, had a conversation on the telephone with him, and made arrangements to do a video interview in Bulgaria, and we did. And,
well, I wonder if, you know, stuff like this makes me wonder, and it's pretty curious. Now, I could be all wrong about this, and I could be completely wrong because I've never been, you know, I wouldn't have any way of knowing this, but it wouldn't surprise me if your emails and Jerry's emails or your phone calls or any other communication that you've attempted, I wouldn't surprise me if they never even reached him. Like, I know that they passed several laws where calls coming in from out of the country and leaving the country could be intercepted.
Well, I did get an email from him. I sent him an email, and the response I got back didn't even sound like the same guy. Not
well, that's
at all.
What I'm saying. Maybe somebody else wrote it. Maybe it was intercepted and somebody hit the delete key on it and you got it. It seems like it's from him, but it's not.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Well, that wouldn't surprise me. It is true, and this has been revealed in congressional investigations, that the so-called wiretapping under the Patriot Act went way, way, way beyond the scope of the law, what the law permitted. And what they found out is that the intelligence agencies scooped up virtually every phone call and email in America.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And it's all in the name of terrorism. Now, I'm not for or against fighting terrorism, but I know that there was wide sweeping things that were passed. Now, I don't know what's going on with all this. If the visitors are here, and if it sounds pretty true to me, that I think the evidence is starting to be overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, it makes me wonder who's really in charge here. Maybe they're the ones that don't want us to know that they're here. Is that a possibility?
Well, anything's possible. However, remember that meeting at the United Nations back in February 2009?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
If that's true, and there seems to be every indication that is a true story, if it's true, then the reason for that meeting was because the aliens had given pretty much an ultimatum to the leaders here on Earth, saying either you go ahead and disclose it or we'll disclose it ourselves when we show up unambiguously. It's coming. We're coming unambiguously, so you better get your people ready. That was the gist of the meeting. That was the reason for the meeting. So I don't think that the extraterrestrials have any interest in this being a secret. Something out of the ordinary prompted that meeting. And after that meeting, you had a bunch of countries that came out and said, okay, we're going to turn our UFO files to the public. You had the Vatican coming out and saying, it's okay to believe in extraterrestrials. They're just our space brothers. And then you had the Vatican holding a conference with leading scientists from 30 different countries, and the topic was extraterrestrial intelligent life. So,
well, we'll
you know, it seems like that this thing was true.
I don't know. What's kind of enlightening about what statements coming from him is that what he said about them being completely friendly and they want to help, which is, you know, if that's the truth, then that's pretty positive news. There's so many fearful stories about it that I think a lot of people are, we've been so cut out from the information that it's hard to really tell.
But, yeah.
You know, like I said, your phone calls, your cell phone calls, your internet, your emails, I wouldn't surprise me if they all go into some central location before they get to him, you know. Such a sensitive message.
They certainly do. They certainly do. But let me tell you something that you need to know.
Kevin, and I wouldn't mind hearing from some of the insiders out in the audience, maybe if they want to call in and tell us what's going on. I appreciate you're doing a great job, and I'll listen to your show every night. I really enjoy it.
I appreciate it. Did it intimidate you to call a shock jock?
No.
Okay.
No, you're not a shock jock. No, there's some shock jocks out there, and believe me, you're not one of them. I'm addicted to internet radio and stuff, so.
All right, man, I appreciate it very much. As for your emails being intercepted, let me tell you, they are. if you live in the UK, every email and every web search you do and every website you go to is being recorded by your government. It's not as well publicized here in the United States, but yeah, that sort of thing happens. 623-444-5889 or toll free 888-223-4599. This is Open Line Live. We'll talk about whatever is on your mind as long as it's within our genre. And you know, it's we're not going to be talking about favorite recipes and auto mechanics and stuff like that. But whatever is on your mind, we will be glad to discuss it. Okay. I was about to read a flash message, but we have a break taking over. So here we go. We'll be back right after this. Listening to the Kevin Smith Show, and it's Open Line Live tonight. Let's go to the telephone. Caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Kevin. It's Dennis from Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, Canada calling.
Hi, Dennis.
How are you, show? How are you tonight?
I'm doing well. How are you doing, sir?
Very good. Very good.
Good.
Just in regards to Professor Filipov, I also emailed him. And this was on 29th of November.
Okay.
And I got a reply back from him this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm wondering if it's the same reply you got, because it seems to be a form letter.
Okay. You want to read it to us?
Well, yeah. It starts off, thank you for your interest regarding the prematurely published article.
That's it. Same thing I got.
And it goes on to say the Space Research Institute of BSI is not directly involved.
That's it.
And then he goes on, he actually does explain the program, you know, as Dialogue 209.
Yeah. And yeah, that's the same email.
Oh, that's right, the same thing?
It's exactly the same.
Okay, yeah, and then he, please let me know if you'd like any further information, you'd like to take part in the 2010 experiment.
That's exactly the same email I got.
That's good. Okay. And, yeah, I was just wondering, because I thought it was a form letter, because I also, when I was searching the Internet, beyond topsecret.com, had the exact same letter on there, word for word.
Uh-huh.
So I thought it was a form letter.
And he's not answering his telephone, either telephone.
He's not, eh?
No.
Oh, my goodness.
And
you know, I also found another website with all the questions and answers. Did you find that at all? Or?
No, I haven't. Can you send me the link in an email?
I definitely can, because it's for the 2009 program, and it's got all the questions and all the answers and all the photos of the crop circles that were involved.
Well, let me tell you what I did find.
I stumbled on that, and there it is, all the answers and questions. So
I found an article. When I was on Dr. Brooks Agnew's show, X Squared Radio, as the guest yesterday, and there were questions from the audience about, you know, how did they communicate these questions to the extraterrestrials?
Yes.
Well, the original article didn't mention that, but I found one that said they were beamed to the extraterrestrials. Since then, I have found others where they say these questions were posed telepathically.
Well, in the letter it mentions Mrs. Vesneva.
Mm-hmm.
And she is the one that actually has the symbols that they use.
Yeah.
Now, she also has a website and has all the symbols there.
Yeah, I found that.
He mentions that in the email that he sent me. a former architect and correspondent member of IAI. Ms. Biznesba has two published books containing dictionaries of universal symbols, language via which she states the pictograms are interpreted by.
Yeah. Yeah, I found that. But, you know, the...
She apparently is the one that is, at least from my understanding.
But, you know, the thing is, the original article, I think, is the problem. I think that's the nexus of the problem, because it went too far, it said too much.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. I think that's where the problem lies.
You know, the questions and the answers, they are on the Internet.
Okay.
Send that to you right now, if you like.
Okay. And, Dennis, thanks for the call.
Okay, thank you.
You bet. Okay. Yeah, it's a deepening story, a great mystery. There you go. I told you it didn't even sound like the same guy. And now here we've had one of our listeners call in and say he got exactly that same letter that he thought was a form letter. Well, apparently it is, because what he was reading is exactly what I've got. Exactly the same thing. And so apparently the sky fell. 623-444-5889 is the main telephone number. If you wish to give me a call and either make a comment or ask a question. Or you can call me toll-free, 888-223-4599. That number, toll-free number, works anywhere in the USA and Canada. The main number, 623-444-5889, will work anywhere on this planet, and probably on Nibiru. You can give us a call and state what you want to talk about. It's open line. We'll discuss it. If you're outside of the USA and you're outside of Canada, you know what to do, right? You can just go right over to my website, kevinsmithshow.com, and you can send me a flash message, and I will be happy to read it and address that on the air. Caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name, and from where are you calling?
Good evening, Kevin. This is Louie from Connecticut.
Hi, Louie.
I love your show, Kevin.
Thanks.
I heard you on Esquire the other night. Very good.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, Kevin, for our listener, Kevin, I had the same problem, Kevin, last year. Every time at 10 o'clock your show came on, my computer went berserk. It crashed every time, every day at 10 o'clock. Well, what I did, okay, I don't know if Kevin can do this. I reset it, you know, I rebooted it, but here what I did, I kept watching my task manager, okay? And, hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, and my task manager has something I never noticed, right? I end task, and that cleared it up. And here's another thing. I took off my automatic update, and I, believe it or not, I never had no more problem.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, and here's another thing, Kevin. It doesn't make a difference if you got $3 million worth of computer equipment on the phone lines. You're dedicated. I don't care what company you have. Okay, you can have any cable company or local phone company. Your line is dedicated. Okay, and before your IP gets your location, it goes through many, many different departments. Anybody can tap into anybody's line. It's very easy to do. But I'm saying, once you live at one address, I don't care what company you got, that location never changes. You can change your number 50,000 times, but the same address and that same location never changes.
Yeah, you're right.
I can vouch for that. I've been doing it for 40 years.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yep.
Thank you, Kevin.
All right, thanks for the call. Yeah, that's true. And look, who is behind all of this stuff? I don't know. I mean, I have my suspicions. You have your suspicions. I don't know. But I do know that whoever's doing it is an enemy of the Constitution and thus an enemy of the state. Even if they're following orders, they're under obligation by law in 100% of the states to refuse an illegal order. And, you know, if you say, well, I just followed my orders, if you do that and the order is illegal, guess who gets to go to jail for it? So, you know, if whoever's doing it, they are enemies of the Constitution, they are enemies of freedom, they are actually enemies of the state. But there you go. 623-444-5889 is our main number. 888-223-4599 is the toll-free number. Yeah, one of our callers was talking about another radio show that, you know, they've done three shows on the Filipov story. Once we broke the story, within 24 hours of breaking the story, it was all over the internet, other radio shows doing shows about it, but we're the ones who were in personal contact with Dr. Filipov via email and via telephone. And we're the ones who made preparations instantly, I mean just like fast as lightning, to get over to Bulgaria and do a videotaped interview with Dr. Filipov. He told us, if you come over here, I'll show you what we know. And so we made the preparations to go, up to and including making the arrangements to get the financial backing to do that. Now, why is that important? Well, I think that may be the reason that this show has been focused on, because this show is the source of the information for lots of other shows. Now it's out all over the internet. However, what's on the internet, and this is very, very important. You go out and search on the internet and you look, just do a search for Dr. Lakhazar Filipov, and you'll find all these articles. And you'll see all these articles, and it's all about crop circles and interpreting symbols and so forth. You will not find, I don't think you'll find it, because we've looked for it, and I cannot find this on the internet any longer. The article, the original article that says, it was even claimed that some alien species were present during a media statement in which they had answered more than 30 questions put forward by Bulgarian Academy of Science personnel. I don't think you'll find that. That means, if that, it may be out there. I couldn't locate it again. But if it's not, that means we are the source of that information, making us the target for those who don't want it out. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name, and from where are you calling?
Hello, Kevin. It's Stefan from Quebec City.
Hi, Stefan.
Kevin, first of all, I'd like to really congratulate you for staying strong and having the resolve to stay, you know, towards these attacks. And secondly, I'd like to ask you two things. The first one is, have you ever had any official agencies or bureaus contact you to commend you or to support you in any way?
Indirectly.
Indirectly?
Yes.
Okay.
Indirectly, through third parties.
Yeah, I guess they wouldn't be contacting you directly.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting.
Yeah. There are people in, there are people on the inside who, like me and like most people in North America, that includes Canada, of course, respect freedom. And there are people who, like, they're on the inside, they like what I'm doing, they like the approach that I'm taking, and they just wanted to get that message to me. But as far as making direct face-to-face contact, they can't afford to do that, and they haven't.
Well, that's good news.
Mm-hmm.
That's excellent news. The second thing I'd like to ask you is, and this is going to sound pretty wild.
Hey, by the way, you need to know, just as I said that, our video feed went dead. Hang on, we have a break coming up. All right. We'll be back, folks, right after this. welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. We had to reboot the video stream during that commercial break. Stefan, just as I answered your question and said, yeah, there are some people on the inside that have gotten word to me, bang, the video feed went dead.
Well, Kevin, that actually sort of relates to my second question. And I'm glad that you and your audience have an open mind, because you're going to need it to consider this one.
All right.
If we're gods, and we're growing and we're evolving as gods,
mm-hmm.
do you think that if the plug ever gets pulled on the internet, that our abilities will jumpstart and will become connected through the mind?
I don't know. Maybe if the internet becomes any more corrupted, or if the plug is pulled, people who love freedom will find a way to communicate worldwide.
Right.
I mean, even during the American Revolution, people around the world knew what was going on here, and you know. That was during days when they used hemp paper and quills with liquid ink. But people around the world knew what was going on here. And you can oppress freedom, but you cannot suppress freedom forever. And in the end, people who want freedom always win. In the end, they win.
Kevin, keep on being a great trooper, and thank you so much for your show. I really enjoy it.
All right. Bless
you.
Thanks for the call. 623-444-5889. We are on final approach. That means that we don't have much time left in this show, and we have time for another call or two. Look, I don't invent the news, folks. Unlike major media, I don't invent this. I tell you what's going on. I give you the details. I opened up our file on what we were doing in reference to Filipov, and we put it on the air. And, you know, we went through it and explained exactly what was going on. We don't hide news here. And so, like I say, neither do we make it up. You have to wonder, when a show is attacked again and again and again, you have to wonder, who's doing the attacking and what are they so nervous about? Is it because what is being said is accurate? Well, if what I was saying isn't accurate, there'd be no reason to attack. Because if what I was saying was not accurate, all you'd have to do is just wait around a while and people would walk off and say, man, that guy is just full of it. That's what happens. Well, you may think that you don't like me. Some people don't. And that's okay. It's a free world, sort of. You may think that what we're doing here is foolishness. That's okay. You're free to think what you want to think. No one is trying by any means to force you into a mold, not on this show. But the point is this. If what we were saying and doing was not accurate, we would not keep getting hit. Now, as I'm speaking right now, for those of you listening by radio, our video feed on KSS-TV has just been hit again. And so there's no video there. Hopefully there is audio, but there is no video there right now. And I just say again, if what we're doing isn't true, and if we're not accurate, why are we the target? Why does it keep happening? It's because it is true, and because I don't back off. I don't back up. If it's true, it's true, period. Some people say, well, that's arrogant. Well, 2 + 2 = 4. Is that arrogant? Well, it happens to be the truth. And if you prefer to believe it's 5 and it hurts your feelings because I say, no, it's 4, well, then your feelings just have to be hurt because 2 + 2 = 4. It's not 5, never has been, never is going to be. So what we put out here on this show, some people respond to by thinking that it's arrogant. It's not arrogant, it's just true. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Kevin. This is Julia from Texas. How are you?
I'm doing well, Julia. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, but I got to tell you, Kevin, I'm about done. I'm about fed up.
Mm.
I mean, this happens all the time. You're gone again. You're not broadcasting again, and this happens all the time. So I'm going to call the FCC and complain. Is that who you call?
No. The FCC doesn't have anything to do with the Internet. And really, the only people you can report it to are the foxes that are watching the hen house.
Right.
So
I just can't believe there's nothing that can be done about this.
Well, apparently there isn't. Other than we just keep trucking on. Now, let me say this. It is a radio show, and so, if the video goes, click on the radio feed.
I can't get your radio feed. I don't know if it's because I'm using a Mac or not, but I've tried the Mac service, too, and it doesn't work on my machine, so I don't know if it's just too old or what, but I just, there's got to be something we can do to help.
Well, I'll tell you, the main thing you can do to help is stay true to the Constitution. The main thing you can do to help is just stay true to the Constitution and demand that elected officials stay true to the Constitution, and when they don't, fire them.
Yeah, boy, I sure like to get all of them. I just like to get rid of all of them, every single one of them. I'm just toasted.
Yeah, but the only ones you can fire are the ones that represent you. So you got 2 senators, and you have a congressman, and those people are the only ones you really have any control over their future. But if you control them, and if everybody else in the country controls theirs, this can get done.
Yeah, but boy, I tell you, I'm trying, I'm trying to think of every way I can to help get this fixed, but I guess, so FCC can't do nothing about it, huh?
Mm-mm. They have no power over the Internet.
Well, does it happen to your radio when you're broadcasting on the radio or just on the Internet?
The radio, too, sometimes. Julia, the end of the show is taking over.
Okay.
But I want to thank you for your call, and hang in there. We'll keep broadcasting.
Oh, I listen every night. Don't worry about that. I just was trying to help. So.
Well, I appreciate it very much, and you have a good evening. All right, folks, that's it. That's a wrap. My friends call me Steel Eye. My enemies do, too. You can call me whatever you want. Just keep coming back again and again and again. Until next time, so long, everybody.